This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Like Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I am Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. Let's take attendance, find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the sock team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan. Terry Bowers!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Henrick!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Damn Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Should have been Cubs closer, Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Patrick Manley.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck.
Cade Horton.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Jim Morris Sr.
We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
J.J. McCarthy.
Absolutely sucks.
Matt LaFleur.
They all suck. How about that?
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Tyler Farengel.
And I suck, so you all don't have to.
Yes. Look how far we've gotten before anybody really sucked on this show. Saturday Suckage, indeed. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score. 312-644-6767. Same thing for the text line, 312-644-6767. And we have both the Wakenbakers and fellow Suckageers texting before the show started. For instance, here, 309, morning, Stevie Sunshine. Glad they let you back on the air. LOL, Michael in St. Louis. He is a longtime Wakenbaker as well. And you know what? Wake and Bake Club will be heard from in full voice later on the show, among other things. But for now, I need to set you people straight. It's a good thing I'm so smart, and I'm going to set you people straight. Listen up. I know there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of pearl-clutching, even, oh my God, no, the Packers a third time. Should we want it? Should the Bears play them a third time? Look what happened last time they played them three times in a season. Shouldn't they lose Sunday to the Lions and give the Eagles the second seed? Well, the Eagles are just trying to lose anyway. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. The answer is simple. It has to be the Packers. Has to be. From a football standpoint, they're the most banged up possible opponent. Pulling guys off the street or off their couch or off waivers or a practice squad. But for drama, for confidence, and for taking the North and never giving it back, it has to be the Packers, your first round opponent, Bears fans. Green Bay has lost three straight games. Now, you could make a strong case in the two games this year. The Packers outplayed the Bears for six of the nine quarters. And there was some divine intervention. Pope Leo the 14th helped get the Bears that one stinking win. They did not lead that game until the ball dropped right into DJ Moore's hands. End of game. Finally got a lead. See you later. You might be a fatalist. I think if you're worried about the Packers, you're a fatalist. And I get it. The scars are real, and they are fresh. The Packers, in some way, when you hear it, they're the Frau Blücher of Bears football. Parents, tell your kids. This is a perfect year for this miraculous Bears rise and a chance to beat the Packers again. There's no super team in the NFC. They're good teams. You know, the Bears destroyed last year's Super Bowl winners. Eagles, the running game. And I think, amid all the fear, I think of the lone Super Bowl trophy that turns 40 this year and still lives at home with its parents in Hallis Hall. It's sad. And it's embarrassing, which has pretty much been the McCaskey brand. So this is a perfect year to face the Packers in the playoffs and blow them out. Or at least beat them again. Send them home crying for mommy. Ben Johnson said he was going to bring a new culture to the Bears. Ryan Poles. Back when he was GM. Now he's just sort of titular GM. Ryan Poles said, yeah, we came to change the culture. Well, Ditka was the one who changed the culture when he got here. And if you're going to change the culture so dramatically, do what Ditka did. Hate the Packers. Beat the Packers. Wipe out the Packers. Look, own the hate. And win the Super Bowl. As part of what justified everything Ditka did and said and wandered about. I mean, again, Super Bowl trophy is entering middle age. It's going to have its vision checked, and his metabolism is going to slow down. Plus, it's also romantically 40 years since Super Bowl 20. Right? There's, you got all that working for you right there. And let your finally a franchise quarterback do it. Let the franchise quarterback who has beaten the Packers twice in four games already. Once with a crappy coaching staff, once with real coaching, he's 2-2 against the Packers. That's like a record. To be 500 against the Packers in this day and age of Bears football, Bears quarterback failures. Let Caleb Williams beat the Packers and post a winning record against them in his young career. Of course you want to beat the Packers again. Think of the joy. The Bears have a choking history to delete, or at least deodorize. Lovie Smith's team choked in the final game of the 2010 regular season, losing 10-3 to Aaron Rodgers. The Packers came back for the conference championship game that year. The Bears saw Cutler get hurt. And that same season, that same dream, those same hopes swirled around the winds at Soldier Field and down the toilet and out. The Bears owe the Packers. And the Bears need to own the Packers. Let Caleb sweep the leg. No mercy. Sweep the leg. It has to be the Bears. It has to be Bears-Packers. And it has to be Caleb. I knew a lot of Red Sox fans who in 2004, I said, okay, what was better? What meant more? Beating the Yankees in the ALCS and going to the World Series or finally winning the World Series? They won 8 straight games. They were down 3-0 to the Yankees, won 4 in a row, and won 4 in a row against the Cardinals. And almost all of them said beating the Yankees. Wait, your team finally won a World Series, but it was beating the Yankees. And I'll bet there would be Bears fans who would say beating the Packers in the playoffs would be better than winning the Super Bowl. I'm not saying it makes sense, but I understand it. I understand the meatball. I understand the history. The object of the exercise is to win the Super Bowl. But rational and emotional run on parallel tracks. They don't cross. They don't talk to each other. But think about it. There would be no sweeter moment on the way to winning the Super Bowl than to destroy the Packers. Right? Aren't you all with me on this? It has to be the Packers in the first round. The Bears have to win Sunday. Beat the Lions. In fact, you're talking about sweeping the leg. Sweep the leg, Ben, on the Lions, the way they showed you no mercy. The Bears have to win Sunday. The Bears have to face the Packers. Lean into it. Lean into it, Bears fans. Lean into it. This season, think about it. This has been a fairy tale. And the genie has granted the Bears 10 wishes. Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Have some from column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. So, Caleb used 6 of the genie's 10 wishes in the last 2 minutes of some games, right? He has 4 left. Count those out for me. So many playoff games, we're talking right through the Super Bowl. Now, the only better fairy tale ending would be to beat the Packers in the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be wonderful? That would Hollywood, movies, Netflix would do a 30-part series on it. But that can't happen. What can happen, however, is starting the fairy tale run by slaying the cheese-eating ogre. Lean into it, Bears fans. It has to be the Packers. Has to be. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. It's a good thing I'm so smart. So we're going to do stuff today. We have a show, right? Tyler, we have a show. 12:25, we're going to talk to Lou Cannella, sports anchor at Channel 32. The Golden Greek will be here. Lou was there on the sidelines. Lou was part of Fox 32. They did all the preseason games. How far they've come. What they showed then, what they're doing now. Talk to Lou then. 1 o'clock, Chris Emma. Scores, intrepid reporter. He's everywhere you want to be at Halas Hall. And in between, I don't usually go full meatball. I kind of did then, but I was rooting for, I want it to be the Packers. I don't really root for teams. I root for stories. And this Bears fairy tale season, starting with beating the Packers in the playoffs and avenging miserable time in 2010 and going on to win the Super Bowl, all of which is possible. In fact, you could expect it if you're a Bears fan the way this season has gone. That would be a superb story, and I root for stories. However, watching Packers fans and other observers come down on the Packers for losing that game at the end to the Bears, and then whatever they've done to soil the bed, I've collected all these things. I've collected all these people crapping on the Packers. That'll be the name of the segment. Crap on the Pack. Think it works. I had another segment, but I wasn't sure I could say it right, and it might cost the station its license. So I didn't go there, Mitch. Don't load your pants. But instead of turning it into a drinking game, which you could, we're going to turn it into a wake and bake game. And I'll explain later. But next, the Bears play the Lions. They got to win. They should win. But the first Lions game to this Lions game, my, how the Bears have grown. And it is all seen through the prism of Caleb Williams. We will talk about the glory of Caleb Williams, the ascension of Caleb Williams. It's quite a lot to think about. And an amazing thing, take stock of 30,000-foot view. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Wow. Big voice guy said it. It must be true, Tyler, right?
It's true.
We're here.
It's true. It's true.
This listening reminder, this alert, this update, I want you to put it on a post-it note, write it backwards, and then phone and tack it, thumb tack it to your forehead. So when you look in the mirror, you'll remember. Before Chicago takes on Detroit, tune in tomorrow from 12 to 3:25 p.m. for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately after the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Tyler, do they put me on the Odyssey app? I know they're
of course you're on the Odyssey app.
They're embarrassed about it, right? Because they can't take the picture away, and because they suck. That's why.
Why would they be embarrassed, though? If the listeners aren't embarrassed, why would they be embarrassed?
And let's see, where was it? Somebody wished us a happy suckage 26. One of the texters, 309 or 331, whatever it is. All right, so against the Niners, Caleb led four TD drives, right? Fifth TD was, oh my God, there was more than that. 42 points. One from the defense. No, 38 points. The Niners got. So anyways, Caleb. TD drives. Two touchdown passes. No interceptions. His average yards per attempt was 7.9. His quarterback rating was 100.3. The second time in December, he was over 100. The performance included the Aaron Rodgers special. I mean, Aaron Rodgers would do this to the Bears. I think it was obligatory to do it once every game. He made the Niners move. They're offside. He realized he had a free play. Threw it for a touchdown. He went for the home run pass. A Bears quarterback engineering that. Imagine. And remember when cadence was an issue? Right? Isn't that where we came in on this story? Cadence. I think he's got the cadence thing down. Here's this note from Bill Zimmerman, senior executive producer of Odyssey Sports. Caleb Williams on throws of 20 yards or more versus San Francisco. 5 for 5, 150 yards, 2 TDs, 0 interceptions, a perfect passer rating of 158.3. That's 20 yards or more. I think we've got that long. If you didn't believe that the way he dropped it in the bucket to DJ Moore at the end of the Packers game,
I think he solved that accuracy problem with deep throws. Caleb in December. 8 TDs, 1 interception, 252 passing yards per game, 7.3 yards per pass attempt. A 96.4 quarterback rating against three playoff teams and the second-ranked defense in the league. Caleb Williams in his last 9 games, 7-2 record, 2,094 passing yards, 16 TDs, 2 interceptions, 4 game-winning drives, 4 games with a 100-plus passer rating. And here's the suck part of it. Just imagine, those numbers are really impressive, right? You saw it kept getting bigger and well, the Niners game, he was really good. And then it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and longer stretches of time that you saw your franchise quarterback's growth. And here's the suck. From weeks 10 through 17, Caleb had 21 passes dropped. 21. The most in the NFL in that stretch by a third. By 33%. Weeks 10 through 17, Caleb Williams passes, and his accuracy being questioned, his completion percentage. Well, guess what? You catch those 21 passes, all those numbers look better, don't they? His targets lead the league with 370 yards in drop passes. Well, guess what? If his targets could catch, he'd be over 4,000 yards. We'd have done that last week. It'd have been over. He would have been acclaimed. He's the best. He's the greatest. He's the only one over 4,000. He should get there Sunday. He'll get past Eric Kramer. And he should get 270 yards he needs. But here we are anyways. Here we are talking about Caleb Williams approaching that number. There are other people talking about him too. Maybe you've seen it. It's national. Here's one that really jumped out at me. Greg Cosell. He's a lifelong analyst. He studies game film, players. He was at NFL Films for decades, breaking down film. Now he's executive producer and analyst for At NFL Matchup. He was on the Ross Tucker podcast. You may have heard Ross Tucker on the Mully and Haw show. He's been a frequent guest. So here's Greg Cosell, longtime film and video watcher, talking about Caleb Williams.
I said to my guys in the matchup room, I said, you know, Caleb Williams is going to be really good. I mean, this mix of Williams' traits and the Ben Johnson offense, it's going to be fun to watch as it continues to develop, Ross. I mean, because Ben Johnson is a master at creating spacing in his route concepts, which really helps to find things for the quarterback. It allows him more often than not to throw to that primary read because the spacing is so good against zone coverage. And you're dealing with a guy that is truly a high-level talent. I mean, that touchdown he threw to Luther Burden last week, Luther Burden was not even the primary on that play because it was part of their dagger concept, and you rarely throw the vertical clear route in dagger. And Burden saw that he was going to be free, and he put up his arm, and Williams was under duress and kind of just sat on his back foot, leaning back, and threw the ball 50 yards in the air like you and I were having a catch in the backyard.
Tyler and I were talking about it. The awe in his voice, right? Greg Cosell, a longtime film watcher, sounded like, oh my God, right, Tyler?
He doesn't usually get like that.
No.
When he breaks down film.
No, a combination of excitement and awe. And, wait, that can't happen. I've watched this all the time, and it happened. So you watch Caleb, right? And you listen to people talk about it. Some people you put more faith in. They have more credibility with you. A guy who's watched as much tape and film and broken down players and schemes and concept and coaches, what they're supposed to do and what the quarterbacks actually do. And you hear Greg Cosell say that and the way he said it. It's perfect to where we are with Caleb Williams. And you can go back, and I urge you to go back to that first game against the Lions, the 52-21 annihilation. The Lions went for it on fourth down. The game's already rife with humiliation, but not enough for the Lions. Bears fail to stop them, and it's a mess. And I bring this up not to mount a case for Ben Johnson exacting revenge on his former team, although I'm good with that. I'm very good with revenge. That's the way the Lions want to play it. It's good. When you have the chance to administer punishment, do it. Up three touchdowns, down three touchdowns, whatever it is. If you can administer punishment, administer punishment. Sweep the leg, Ben. But I bring this up because that Lions game, that national bed soiling, shows how far the Bears have come, shows how far Caleb Williams has come, shows how far Ben Johnson came as a coach. And really, you were wondering. You've seen first-time Bear coaches in this town, and you need more beds for all the soiling, right? You've seen that. Well, they won 9 of their next 10. They've gone 11-3 overall since that Lions game. And the story is best told by Caleb, by looking at Caleb's improvement. I read you the numbers a minute ago. The numbers show that kind of statistical growth, the kind of improvement you were looking for, that Ben's looking for. I didn't mention the completion percentage, but I did mention the number of drops he's endured. So the completion percentage would be better. It's not going to be 70%, but if you get into the mid-60s with receivers who can hold on to the ball, with targets who can catch, that would help. You'd be over 4,000 yards if they held on to everything. But it's not just the numbers. It's the sound of Caleb Williams. I can make any throw. Remember that? That's it. He stood up there. I can make any throw. That's what I was brought here to do when talking about 4,000 yards and other quarterback accomplishments. He's leaning into all that stuff now, all that pressure, all of those demands. And he did it from the start, if you remember. He did it. He leaned into every expectation for a franchise that had no clue about quarterbacks. That's a leader. But in Ben Johnson's system, it's not enough. Numbers are one thing. Acting the way. Body language was discussed between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. Had to be. They may have actually said it, but you know it was. Ben Johnson, to him, that matters. But also the details. We know that matters to Ben Johnson. He threw the entire offense off the field during a practice. Get out of here. You guys make me sick. Learn the details, and then we'll put you back on the field. And that's where the Bears have shown a ton of growth. And use that first Lions game as, I don't want to say a baseline, use it as the bottom. When you've hit bottom, that was that what that Lions game was, coming off that choke against the Vikings at home, right? J.J. McCarthy, who can't play quarterback in the NFL, beat the Bears with 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarters. Bears defense choked. That would be a harbinger of some things. They were still seeing it. And then they hit bottom against the 52-21 annihilation. So Ben Johnson was making the point this week. And you go back to that game. Well, the Bears have cleaned up their pre-snap penalties. That's all we were seeing, right? In September, they couldn't. What balls? What part of hike don't you understand? Well, they've cleaned that up. You've seen more motion. They've mastered the motion. The right guys are going in motion, and they're going in the right direction. And Caleb understands it. Caleb can call them into motion. All the shifts before the snap. All of that's helped the run game. And the run game has helped Caleb and helped the Bears. I already told you, the cadence, look, remember, came in here. That was one of the first things Eberflus and his coaching staff said. We had to work on this cadence. It's cadence, yeah. Cadence. He pulled the Niners offside. He threw a touchdown pass. He did what his idol Aaron Rodgers did. One of his idols, anyways. And guess what? Just for bonus, Caleb Williams has turned the Bears into an NBA team. All you need to do is watch the last 2 minutes. That, just like the NBA. You don't need to do anything except to watch the last 2 minutes. And we've got 6 wins of evidence for you in the last 2 minutes of games. 6 miracles. And could have been a 7th last Sunday. And here they are now, advancing to the playoffs. Chance to secure the number 2 seed against Ben's old team. Against a team that annihilated Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson got booed by the Detroit crowd, you'll remember. Traitor! Detroit Lions scored enough touchdowns that they created a stumble bum touchdown dance. Okay? This is a different Bears team. I just explained to you how. And a different Lions team. They're banged up. They're out of the playoffs. Motivation might be difficult. Self-preservation might be rule number one. The Lions are different. They're worse. The Bears are different. They're better. They're the best in the division. How you like me now? 45-17 final. That's what I'm saying. Sweep the leg, Ben. How you like me now, Dan Campbell? I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. Ben Johnson, for all the nice things I said about the way his team improved, Ben Johnson has a tell. The Niners read it. Now, will the Lions? Does Ben Johnson understand what happened? He needs to, if he prevents himself from making that mistake again. Take a break. We'll come back on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
On the touch of the DJ, is that any way ill-advised throw from like from point of view?
I can make any.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Throw.
Second and 10. Williams goes underneath. It's a little pitch. It's swift. He's got the first down, but he's short. There's 13 seconds left. They've got to get up there and spike it. It is a first down, but they've got to spike it. They're only going to have one play if they can get it. They'll take the snap, kill the clock with 4 seconds remaining, and the Bears probably have one play left. Oh, they try the hook and ladder with Loveland and Swift.
Diamondor Lenore, they have not asked them to do much because they just simply don't attack them. But Lenore makes a huge tackle on this one. He is one-on-one. He has to do it against Swift, who is a running back quality, elusive kind of guy. They run the play perfectly. Lenore makes the tackle, and we're down to this.
No, they didn't run the play perfectly, fool. It would have been a touchdown otherwise. They played right into the Bears' hands. Right into the 49ers' hands, I mean. Ben Johnson has a tell, ladies and gentlemen. The Niners read it, and the question is, will the Lions do it too? And who else along the way? The Niners were waiting for the hook and ladder. They knew it was coming. They scouted the Lions-Niners game last year. Ben Johnson called it. The Niners also had a former Lion on defense who was talking up Johnson's love of the play leading up to the game. That specific play in the game you saw last Sunday. So the Niners waited and waited. And there it was. And Swift had no chance at the winning TD. He didn't get out of bounds. He didn't get in the end zone. And the game ended in chaos for Ben Jesus and Caleb Williams and the like. The Niners scouted the coach. The coach apparently did not scout himself. Oopsie. This is from Bigsy's 10 Thoughts Tribune. Chase Lucas is the former Lion talking up the hook and ladder, and he still sounded in awe after beating the Bears. He's the one who talked it up. And he's the one who reminded everybody on defense about it. And there it was. About the time they expected it. They were waiting for it. But even knowing that tendency, even reading that tell, Chase Lucas said this in Bigsy's piece. That offense, bro, that head coach, they've got a good system there. Ben Johnson is no regular coach. I am glad we got the dub against them. Dramatically, drastically, they have improved. He is the NFC North champion, and I mean bleep. They were what, 5-12 last year? Bleep, they're 11-5. Ben Johnson is the real deal, end quote. Yeah, the real deal might need to do some real self-scouting. But yeah, that's a true thing. Now, let's talk about tomorrow. You think the Lions are expecting the stumble bum? Tyler, what do you think? Lions expecting the stumble bum?
I don't think they're going to be expecting that, but I think they're going to be looking for some sort of trickery, like maybe a double pass.
Okay, so now is the right time to run the stumble bum, right? Because they're not expecting it. Oh, they know it. We know it. See, that was a play, for those of you late to class. The stumble bum was a play where Goff falls down on his drop back, but it was intentional. It wasn't slipping. And the Bears defense suddenly is going to rush at the vulnerable quarterback. And he promptly stands up and he throws a TD. And the Bears got pantsed. That's what happened. The Bears got pantsed. Was not an unusual occurrence under an Eberflus coach team, but they got pantsed. The creativity of Ben Johnson, the man who followed followed Thomas Brown, but he's the new head coach. So the stumble bum does have stumble bums in play because Lions players celebrated a touchdown by reenacting the stumble bum. When the Lions humiliated, annihilated, killed the Bears 52-21 in the second game of the season. during one of their 700 touchdown passes. Ben likes to play, and he's proud of it. The Lions know this. The Lions might be trying to sucker him into it, or does he have a new play, a new gadget play, a new way to put something on film and pants his former team that, if he saw the first game, certainly deserves pantsing. By the way, talking about Sunday's game against the Niners, that was the right call by the Bears. They got a defense they could deal with. Whatever they knew about Robert Saleh's defense, whatever his tendencies were, whatever they were expecting, and certainly they were expecting blitz, they were going to try to pressure Caleb and give him little time to think and move. But the Bears had an opportunity. They got what they wanted, but two Niners linebackers went rogue on the play. Whatever the DC called, big blitz, two Niners linebackers backed off. It ended up with just two pass rushers and nine men in coverage. And the linebackers talking among themselves going, hey, you know, we got to drop back. It's a small space to work in. We can muddy up whatever the reads are. We can hide a lot of stuff. He's going to have trouble figuring it out. They thought they would mess up Caleb. Turns out they were, of the two rushers, one of them came free. And it's like, come on, guys, block somebody. Would you? Could you block somebody? That hurried Caleb. Still, Caleb was close. Caleb found an open receiver. Jahdae Walker got himself open. Had the Bears blocked anybody and given Caleb an extra second, he would have pulled off his seventh miracle in the last 2 minutes. Bears had the right play. They had the veteran defensive coordinator for the Niners beaten, and Caleb still nearly made chicken salad out of it. And that shows a tremendous amount of growth. And that shows where the Bears are and where they've come. But we still have the question, will Ben Johnson's tell be a problem? Or does he keep designing new plays? You'd have to think tomorrow he's wrestled with the idea of, I could design something. I have something that would embarrass his team. Now he'd have to ask himself in self-scouting, is this something I did in Detroit? Was this on paper in Detroit? Because they're aware. There must be a paper trail of everything Ben Johnson did in Detroit, and they will be looking for that. So it would need to be something new, something from his Bears career. And I don't believe he lacks for any kind of that creativity. So an interesting part and an interesting element of tomorrow's game, of just how intent on embarrassing the team that embarrassed him, how intent is he in annihilating and pantsing the team, his former franchise that pantsed him the first time around? How eager is Ben Johnson for that? Because if you run a gadget play, you put it on tape and go, oh, we can't use that again. No, but you make the other team study for it, practice against it. Maybe they expect it, maybe they don't. Maybe you catch them just right. You can run this thing, quarterback audibles to it. There's all kinds of possibilities. Just saying, Ben had to tell, the Niners knew it. The Lions must know more than the Niners do. Now, does Ben know more than both of them? Maybe you'll learn from it. I got a text here when I was talking about the Bears Super Bowl trophy. turning 40, still living at home with its mom. Roger in Greensboro texted to 312-644-6767. Roger in Greensboro texted, wait, the Bears Super Bowl trophy needs to get a colonoscopy. That's great. That is just, I don't know how I missed that joke. I think that's wonderful, Roger. And is that, Roger, are you in the Greensboro where 17th Street is? A wonderful barbecue joint. 17th Street? Is that Greensboro? Or is that Murfreesboro? I don't know. There's lots of boroughs. I don't know where it is. Maybe it's Greensboro, North Carolina. I don't know. I will be talking about Big Ed's Barbecue as the most famous, world-renowned Bernan's influencer that I am. And I will tie it in with the Scores contest. The Scores Super Bowl commercial contest. I'll explain that to you, and I'll show you an example of how you and your business can do it. And I'll use Big Ed's as an example. For now, I'm going to take a break. When I come back on Saturday Suckage, it's not really a Wake and Bake Club meeting, but you'll want to be here for it because it's a segment we'll probably call Crap on the Pack. And while it could be a drinking game, it's more or less going to be take a hit off a joint, off your bong. We'll make it a Wake and Bake game. That's what we do here at Saturday Suckage, home of the Wake and Bake Club. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.